The epistle to be read today for the second Sunday of Advent is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Romans, chapter 15. Brethren, what things soever were written for our learning, that through patience and comfort of the Scriptures we might have hope. Now the God of patience and of comfort grant you to be of one mind, one towards another, according to Jesus Christ, that with one mind and with one mouth you may glorify God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive one another, as Christ also hath received you unto honor of God. For I say that Christ Jesus was minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. But that the Gentiles are to glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, therefore will I confess to thee, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and will sing to thy name. And again he saith, rejoice, ye Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and magnify him, all ye peoples. And again Isaiah saith, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise up to rule the Gentiles. In him the Gentiles shall hope. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace, in believing, that you may abound in hope and in the power of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 21. At that time, when John had heard it in prison, the works of Christ, sending two of his disciples, he said to him, art thou he that art to come, or do we look for another? And Jesus, making answer, saith to them, go and relate to John what you have heard and seen. The blind see, the lame walk, and the lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear, and the dead rise again. The poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he that shall not be scandalized in me. And when they went their way, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, what went you out into the desert to see? A reed shaken in the wind. But went out to see? A man clothed in soft garments. Behold, they that are clothed in soft garments are in the houses of kings. But what went you out to see? A prophet. Yea, I tell you, and more than a prophet, for this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my angel before thy face, who shall prepare thy way before thee. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Behold, I send an angel before thy face, who shall prepare thy way before thee. The words are taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. St. Alphonsus relates an interesting story about a man named Benedict Lopez. Now, Benedict Lopez was a soldier as a young man, and while in the army, he led a sinful life. And like most soldiers and young people of that age, he rarely thought about his spiritual life. Now, one day when he was in India, he entered into a church. And there above the altar, he saw an image of Mary with the infant Jesus. It was a beautiful representation of Our Lady holding the Christ child. And so beautiful and inspiring was it that it moved this hardened soldier. And so he began to think about his wicked life, which he had led up to then. Benedict thought about his past sins and how they greatly offended the Christ child. And then our Lord placed before his eyes his disgraceful life. And at the sight of his sins, he almost despaired. But turning to Mary with tears of true contrition for his sins, he recommended himself to his heavenly mother. And then our Lord gave him a very special grace. For he actually saw the image of the holy infant also weeping. The Christ child wept so much, tears were falling from the picture of our Lord and falling upon the altar. In fact, this was observed by many other people in the church. And the people began with haste to collect the tears and cloths. Benedict was greatly moved by the Christ child's tears. And so he perfectly realized just how much his sins had hurt the infant Savior. And his contrition was true, sincere, and lasting. For soon after this, Benedict left the world, and he became a lay brother in the Society of Jesus, and he spent the remaining years of his life having the greatest devotion to the sacred infancy of Jesus Christ. Now, my dear faithful, during these few short weeks of Advent, we must prepare ourselves for Christ's coming. And so in today's Gospel, St. Matthew tells us that St. John's mission was to prepare the people for our Lord's coming. It says, "Behold, I send my angel before thy face, who shall prepare thy way before thee." And thus, St. John came as an angel to prepare the way for Christ our Lord. And so too, we must get ourselves ready for our Lord's coming. Just as St. John the Baptist helped the people prepare for his coming, we should think about that first Christmas night. So just imagine to yourself the cold, dark stable with the baby Jesus lying in the manger. St. Alphonsus tells us that from that moment of his birth, the Christ child wept over our sins. For you see, our Lord foresaw from that first moment of his life all of our sins and the ingratitude he would receive in return for all that he would do for us. And this caused him to weep. It caused him to weep because sin offends God so much, and ingratitude hurts his sacred heart. For he only asks that we love him in return. This incident from the story of the life of Benedict Lopez shows us just how much sin offends the Christ child. In the story, Benedict saw the divine child weeping as Our Lady was holding him. And it was this sight of his own sins that caused the infant to cry. Now picture the Christ child, and then see him in the manger, crying over our sins. See his eyes filled with tears. We all know how lovable children are, and how we will run to go and pick them up as soon as they begin to cry. But are our hearts so cold not to be moved at the sight of Christ, of the Christ child weeping in the manger? Surely then we will be moved to repentance at seeing our little Lord and Savior crying for our sins. Even Benedict Lopez, the rough, hard soldier, was moved at the sight of the Christ child weeping over his sins. Now, at such a sight, which one of us would not want to help the infant Jesus? But how can we help him? Well, you know we can. We really do have it in our power to comfort and hold the Christ child as he weeps. And this is not just pious sentiments. For you see, our Lord also foresaw the love we would show him. And this brought him comfort as he lay in the cold, dark stable at Bethlehem. We can help him, and we do this by removing the cause of his tears. And that cause is our sins. Just as Benedict from the story changed his evil life, and even went so far as to become a religious, we too can comfort the little babe of Bethlehem by avoiding sin in its occasions. Let us then, my dear faithful, prepare ourselves well for Christmas. Prepare ourselves for the coming of our Lord and Redeemer. Make your soul ready for him by avoiding sin. And when you are tempted, think about the infant Christ weeping in the manger. Imagine him there weeping, and this will help you to overcome the temptation. Like when you become angry with somebody and you feel the anger rising within you because someone has wronged you. Immediately think of our Savior lying there at Bethlehem. And when you are tempted to go near an occasion of sin, remind yourself that you want to be ready for our Lord at Christmas, and then turn from that occasion. And also resolve now to make a good confession before Christmas, so that you can receive our Lord in Holy Communion. And also, remember to adorn your soul with virtue, and then you will be more ready for our Lord when he comes. Just as you prepare your house for Christmas by decorating it with trees, lights, and other things, you should decorate your soul by practicing virtue. So try then to be more cheerful and charitable these next few weeks, especially when things don't go right, when they don't go the way you planned it. Whether it is at work or at home, remain patient and cheerful. And remember that by avoiding sin and being patient and cheerful in the midst of the sufferings and trials, you will be comforting the weeping babe of Bethlehem. And so remember, my dear faithful, during these remaining weeks of Advent, what is most important. What is most important, preparing your soul for our Lord. And let us imitate the holy religious Benedict to increase our devotion to the sacred infancy of Christ. And let us go to Our Lady just as he did and ask her to help us prepare our heart and soul for Christmas. And so let us pray to our Heavenly Mother. Thou hope of the distressed, hear Mary my request. Cease not to pray for this poor sinful one who asks to love once more thy blessed Son. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.